A 39 kpc spatially extended clumpy and asymmetric galactic outflow imaged with MG2 emission, by Ahmed Shaban et al. We image the spatial extent of a cool galactic outflow with resonant MG2 emission in a gravitationally lensed star-forming galaxy at Z approximate light-year 1.7 using VLT MUSE observations. We observe MG2 residual, continuum subtracted, emission out to an observed radial distance of 26.5 × −0.4 + 0.5 kpc from the galaxy, with an observed maximum spatial extent of approximate light-year 39 × −0.6 + 0.8 kpc, 30 × −0.5 + 0.7 kpc after correcting for seeing. MG2 residual emission is patchy and covers a total area of 184 × −10⁻⁵ kiloparsec², constraining the minimum area covered by the outflowing gas to be 13.27 × −1.02 + 0.55% of the total area. The spatial extent of the MG2 emission is asymmetric and shows an observed 27.6 × −0.7 + 0.8%, 20.9 × −0.6 + 0.7% after seeing correction, larger extent along the declination direction. We constrain the covering fraction of the MG2 emission as a function of radial distance and characterize it with a power law model convolved with the seeing with an index gamma equals −1.25 × −0.02 + 0.02. We find two kinematically distinct MG2 emission components, delta V approximate light-year 400 km·1, which extend out to similar distances, and may correspond to two distinct shells of outflowing gas. By using multiple images with different magnifications of the galaxy in the image plane, we trace the MG2 residual emission in three individual star-forming regions inside the galaxy out to 6.0 × 0.2 + 0.2, 7.0 × −0.2 + 0.3, and 8.5 × −0.1 + 0.1 kpc. Both the Fe2** fine structure emission, and the nebular, O2, emission are not spatially extended relative to the stellar continuum. These findings provide robust constraints on the spatial extent of the outflowing gas and combined with outflow velocity and column density measurements will give stringent constraints on mass outflow rates of the galaxy. This was a 39 kpc spatially extended clumpy and asymmetric galactic outflow imaged with MG2 emission, by Ahmed Shaban et al.